Yeah, we have a lot of stories. Just for last year, 2023, feedback or how's the responses? Almost 1 million responses.
Hello, friend. We're glad you're here today to join us on Galcom's Mission Compass, your guide to the Great Commission. I'm Ron Harris. What does it take to be a missionary today? Well, it may take someone just like you, with the unique skills and abilities God gave you to do your part in the Great Commission. And here's your host, Galcom's Tim Whitehead, to tell you more.
Well, thank you, Ron. Thank you, friend, for joining us. But I got to say, Ron, you make me nervous when you say, you know, what does it take to be a missionary today? And here's Tim Whitehead to tell you more. A little bit of pressure. Like, I don't have all the answers here, you know. But friends, I do want to point you in the right direction in serving God. That's why we're called the Mission Compass. We just want to say we all need to be serving God. But where do we do it? That's what a compass does. Shows you where to go. So where are you going? Are you serving in your local church, your local community? Are you going around the world to serve God? This week, we're going to be visiting Kyrgyzstan. Ulanbek Kirpov of Far East Broadcasting is going to join us, sharing what God is doing in this 99% Muslim country in the middle of Central Asia, former Soviet Union, atheist, communist. It is remarkable what he's doing there. And he's going to tell his story about how he's serving God. But you know, that's not the only way to serve God. That's not the only way to be a missionary. So what does it take to be a missionary today? Well, Bonnie Saylor joins us. Every week she joins us with a reset devotional, getting our mind refocused, reset on the Word of God so we can be better disciples and be better missionaries. And so we have a great partnership with her ministry, Guidelines International. They provide all sorts of great teaching content in 25, 30 languages around the world. And we've partnered with them building radio stations and handing out our little solar-powered radios and audio Bibles, funding them together and working in partnership, handing them out. Bonnie's gone to Cambodia and Mongolia, I think, at least Cambodia. I better not speak for her. But she's gone around the world handing out our radios. But they've got a great tool on their website. So before Bonnie joins us, guidelines.org. Go to the Get Involved, and then you scroll down a bit, and they have this great thing called a missions assessment tool. And there's different ways to serve in the Great Commission, being an amplifier, a catalyst, an encourager, a prayer warrior, all different ways. And this is a great little tool, a handful of questions, and you kind of find your spot. God, how am I gifted? What are my abilities? What are the skills? What has my education given me as far as resources that I can then serve you? So, Landbeck's going to share about his work in Kyrgyzstan. Bonnie's going to share from God's word, get us refocused. But of course, go to guidelines.org, get involved. You'll see it right there on the main screen there. It's easy to find. And then take that missions assessment tool. And then also on today's program, Stan Jeter makes his monthly visit from Global News Alliance. And of course, what they're doing there, Stan's a legendary broadcaster, journalist, CBN News for decades. But he started his own little ministry, Global News Alliance, encouraging us, normal people with no degree in journalism, with no training in broadcasting, to use our smartphones to tell God's story. And he's got another great testimony from around the world from one of their affiliates that's gone out with their cell phone. Yes, just the little phone in their hand. Captured a story of what God is doing, sharing it with us. And of course, he always brings a little tip or trick on how to do it ourselves. But if you want the whole package, GNA.news. You can watch a ton of videos there, stories around the world. And then there's a whole instruction set there of how to do it yourself. So, Ron, you said, I got the answers here on how to become a missionary. Number one, take the assessment tool. Number two, listen to Stan and figure out how to tell God's story using your phone. Number three, sit back and listen to my conversation with Ulanbek Kirpov of FEBC and what he's doing. So, to kick things off, Bonnie Saylor, Guidelines International, with our reset devotional.
What would you say is the sign of an advanced civilization? Laws? Culture? Religion? I'm Bonnie Saylor with Reset. Years ago, the anthropologist Margaret Mead was asked by a student what she considered to be the first sign of an advanced civilization. Everyone expected Mead to point to the discovery of fish hooks, clay vessels, or grinding stones. It's easy to associate the advancement of society with intellect. But Mead had an unusual answer. She said that civilization had arrived in an ancient culture when archaeological findings included a human thigh bone that had been broken and then healed. In the animal kingdom, a broken leg means certain death. No animal in the wild can survive without the ability to run from danger, find food, and access water. A healed broken thigh bone is proof that someone took the time to care for an injured person, to carry them to safety, treat the wound, and look after them during healing. We're civilized when we love and connect with one another in difficulty. This type of care goes beyond selfish survival instinct. Serving one another with love and care is the model for living that Jesus gave us. He's not primarily concerned with how clever you are or how you can advance the world. God is looking at the way you love. The Bible book of 1 John says, "Those who do not love do not know God, because God is love." To know God is to serve and care for others. When we do this, we're living as a child of God. Whose needs, other than your own, can you meet in love today? I'm Bonnie Sala with Reset. To read, share, or hear this again, or to find more resources like this, visit guidelines.org.
Well, friends, I don't know about you, but I'm always on the lookout for good news. Good news, what God is doing around the world, particularly through ordinary people like you and me. And so where do we find those stories? Well, I go to my friend Stan Jeter, founder director of GNA News. And he joins us now with another great God story and hopefully some more tips and tricks on how we could be telling that story too. Stan, welcome back to the Mission Compass.
Thanks, Tim. Always a pleasure. And today I want to go to Africa and to an evangelism effort that started about 50 years ago with a German evangelist named Reinhard Bonnke. And we have a story about his successors, because there's more than one, and how they are launching a historic series of gospel campaigns across Africa, 50 gospel campaigns this year. That's their goal.
Wow.
Cape Town to Cairo. I remember that Bonnke used to talk about Cape Town to Cairo, Cape Town to Cairo. You know, he wants to cover all of Africa. Now his successor, Daniel Kalenda, is moving forward. He started in Aba, Nigeria, February 21st with a huge crowd. And the events all along the way are expected to draw vast multitudes and an influx of new believers. Already they've recorded, I mean, they have written records of 90 million decisions for Christ.
Wow.
Over the past five decades. It's unbelievable. And if you see the story visually, you'll see the vastness of the crowds. But let's listen to the report on this gospel advance. Here we go.
Evangelistic ministry Christ for All Nations has embarked on a historic series of 50 gospel campaigns across the continent of Africa from Cape Town to Cairo throughout this year. This epic undertaking, led by evangelist Daniel Kalenda, was launched at the ministry's 50th anniversary event in Cape Town on the 21st of February. John Mitchell, Executive Director of Christ for All Nations Canada, explains how they plan to coordinate this ambitious outreach through the mobilization of thousands of next-generation evangelists.
Today we have trained over 2,000 evangelists at our evangelism boot camp in Orlando, Florida, and they are already going out into all the world. And so the 50 Crusades, we will have teams of evangelists going out ahead of the five nights of crusade meetings in these 50 cities. They will be going into all the cities. They'll be preparing the ground. And the five nights of crusades, they will be preaching. And evangelist Daniel Kalenda will be going to one meeting in each of those 50 cities to preach the gospel.
Mitchell says they have high expectations of the spiritual impact this campaign will have on the continent of Africa.
Well, we believe this impact already is significant. We have seen, as of last week, just 1 week ago, we have just passed 90 million registered decisions for Jesus Christ. Every single one of those new believers filling a decision card, being ushered into a local church for discipleship. And we believe by the end of this year, by the time we reach Cairo, we will surpass 10 million souls saved this year. That's over 100 million registered decisions for Jesus by the time we're done. We believe that will have significant influence, not only on these countries where we visited, but on the whole continent of Africa itself.
And that significant response is part of Christ for All Nations' target of seeing a total of 150 million people saved during what they're calling a decade of double harvest. Peter Wooding reporting for the Global News Alliance.
Incredible. Incredible results, incredible impact. I love these good news stories. You're not going to hear this anywhere else than GNA News. And so, Stan, you offer for all of us listening here to get involved, to contribute stories of what God's doing in our sphere of influence, our church, and so on. So do you have a tip or some advice for us to how to use our cell phones to tell God's story?
Absolutely. Anyone really can become a cell phone reporter, a smartphone reporter, and I'd love to see it. At least one smartphone reporter in every church and every ministry to capture the stories of what God is doing. And if you go to our site, gna.news, you'll find a whole series of tips. But let me just mention one thing. Here's a principle in video stories that's very interesting. When you have visual and verbal together, and there may be a conflict in the two, the eye always wins. Now, if you watch the daily news, we see a lot of commercials for medications. And so you watch it and they have happy people doing happy things and so forth. While at the end of the commercial, they're telling all the deadly side effects, you know. And so the eye wins, yes. You know, people will remember all these happy images more than they'll remember the warnings. So my tip is simply that make sure that when you shoot the video is telling a story well. That you're capturing the story well, and then that as you do the narration for the story, that it supports the video, that it goes along with the video. It doesn't fight with the video telling things that are different from what you're seeing on the video. They should support each other. So make sure that your story is telling the video well. And sometimes I like to turn off the audio and just watch the video and see if I can understand the story. So the video component is important. If you see the story, you'll see the vast crowds, and it totally overwhelms you. It overwhelms the audio. So back to an earlier tip too, prepare a shot list before going out to shoot the video so you'll be sure to cover everything that's of importance with the story.
We're radio people here at Galcom, but we believe also in the power of seeing. And so visit gna.news. You can watch the video of the story we just shared about all these crusades from Cape Town to Cairo. And then start to use your cell phone to tell God's story in your church. We're connecting with your lead trainer, Sam Ebersole, pretty soon with our team, because we've got mission trips going on. And so we want our people equipped when they head down to Peru, Ecuador, Mexico, to get the story. So we're doing our cell phone journalism training coming up pretty soon. We're really excited about it. Stan, always appreciate you bringing good news and helping us tell God's story too.
Well, I'm excited too, Tim. God bless you guys.
Stories can influence, teach, and inspire us to tell our story of salvation to others. Galcom International presents Stories of the Great Commission.
Kind of a middle-aged woman, married with children and many extended family members. She and her husband were invited to listen to the station because they like music. And of course, she caught the message of the songs that we play. And then, out of curiosity, began listening for the teaching programs as well. Within a few months, she and her husband had both decided to make a commitment to Christ. People just began saying, there's something that's different about you, and we want to know why. They began telling people to tune in the radio station, and they began sharing their own story. And within the first year, they had led a large number of people in their extended family to the Lord.
Discover how your story can make a difference for eternity. Learn more at galcom.org, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Galcom International. Make waves.
Well, friends, it is a great honor for us here at Galcom to be visited by the National Director of FEBC Kyrgyzstan, Ulenbek Karapov. Ulenbek, welcome to Galcom Studios.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. As Galcom, for me, is a miracle because I can touch and see only radio. But today I can see from where and from who and who built and made this radio. I'm so happy. Thank you for inviting. Thank you very much. And thanks, God.
I'm so glad you're here. Ulenbek and his wife are here touring in Canada with FEBC. They've been every night speaking in churches and visiting with partners and asking for prayer. But we've been partnering now together for about 5 years, sending our little solar radios fixed tuned to your stations, your network of stations in Kyrgyzstan. And so it's wonderful to finally meet you. We've been working together so long. But I have one big question. How did you ever get permission for a Christian radio station in a 99% Muslim nation like Kyrgyzstan?
Yeah, it's first, this is the God's miracle and God's grace, not because of we are smart or something like this. No, this is because of God's miracle. Kyrgyzstan, it's a democracy country. In the Central Asia, only Kyrgyzstan open for democracy. And we are joking, is Kyrgyzstan is a small island of democracy in Central Asia. It's true. We have a freedom of speech and freedom of religion from government. Of course, high persecution by Muslim, radical Muslim people. And when they are persecuted, the Christians and burn some churches and beaten and a lot of abuse. Yeah, government not protect. The government give us the freedom, but they are not protect, that not giving protect. And this is the situation in Kyrgyzstan. And when we asking first our permission for opening the first radio, they are giving us and our radio station registration in government like family radio. Because family values, we can using family values in preaching gospel by family values. This is a good way, good opportunity. In Kyrgyzstan, we can't registration the religion media.
Okay.
Yeah, but we registration the family radio. This is the only one and the first and only one Christian family radio station. It's good. Yeah, every year we are asking permission for another station, and they give us. And today we have a 6 FM stations in Kyrgyzstan and in Central Asia. It's a miracle.
Yeah. It really is. And looking at a map of all of where your stations are, you have some very close to the borders of your nations. Mm-hmm. So are people hearing the gospel then in those other Central Asian nations that are not able to have Christian programming?
Yes, our country was part of a former Soviet Union. There's 70 years we are under Soviet Union. And this reason we speak Russian. Russian is our second language. And all our neighbor countries without China, this Uzbekistan and Tajikistan and Kazakhstan, they can speak Russian too. And we understand each other because our language is a Turkish language family. And our radio station can cover some part of Uzbekistan, some part of Kazakhstan. It's very good. And we speak in Kyrgyz language and Russian language.
And this is the power of radio, that it can cross the border when a missionary couldn't. When you couldn't plant a church in those countries, they can't stop your gospel broadcast. It's the miracle of radio.
And about Galcom, we are distributing our solar power radio, especially very far high mountain villages, because these villages, nobody going, no any missionaries going there, but we can go buy this radio. And Galcom is very amazing. It's amazing opportunity because they don't need the electricity. They are charged by solar and can listen to us 24/7. And our transmitters is from Canada and giving high quality for broadcasting. And they are listening to us by this solar charge radio. They are happy and they has no any radios, any, just only our radio station can broadcast them and giving them hope, giving them life, because they has no another opportunity for listening gospel.
Friends, just to get an idea of the geography, just Google Kyrgyzstan and you can just see mountains and valleys and just vast space. And there's a great video you showed at one of the friendship dinners as you've been traveling here in Ontario. Of a lone yurt, a little circular hut, nothing else as far as the eye can see, just this one little hut, and you delivered a radio there.
Yeah.
So how would these people be making a living? How are they surviving? It wasn't a farm.
No, they are farmers.
Were they? Okay.
Yeah, the sheep and a cow and a horse. And summertime, they'll go to the high mountains and care these animals. And wintertime, they are going down a little bit in the village and sold sheep or cows. And you know, Kyrgyz, before the Muslim came, we are nomadic people. And for nomadic is living in the mountains, surviving is not surviving, our life.
It's normal.
It's normal, yeah. So then, we eating a lot of meat.
So then tell about some of the impact. So here's someone, Muslim background, 70 years of communist atheism, and suddenly they're given a radio and they're hearing about Jesus. Do you have a story of someone who this message has impacted?
Yeah, we have a lot of stories. For example, just for last year, 2023, feedback or how's the responses, almost 1 million responses.
Wow.
There's 900,000 something responses. It's some responses good, some responses bad. Somebody sent us message, hey, thank you, God bless you. Somebody curse us, somebody persecute us, somebody sent us a message, hey, how you want to die, shooting your head or cutting your head. Yeah, a lot of responses, but responses is responses. Bad or good is for us is good. And a lot of examples. For one example, we are first generation of followers to Christ. We are first generation believers. Of course, we are first Christian journalist, first Christian professionalist, yeah. And we are learning how we can serve God by media. And one time I'm inviting one famous journalist. She is non-Christian, but she is very professional journalist. I invite her for teaching our staff how using the media, how need the reporters, yeah. And she's sitting at the studio and broadcasting, and she show us how making programs. And when she broadcasting, one our listeners call on our broadcasting is a live streaming. And one listeners called to our studio and told, hey, I'm your regular listeners. I'm listening this radio all the time. I love this radio. And I have a couple questions. And I think, oh, this broadcaster is not Christian. She is journalist and just teaching our stuff. And God, please give the wisdom to her, because I don't know what the questions and how she answers. And this listener's asking, I'm a Muslim. I'm 28 years old and my name is Dadaba. And I have a question. I'm listening to this radio. And my family, very strong Muslim. I practice my Muslim prayer life until when I was 8 years old. Now I'm 28 years old. 20 years I'm practice. And my parents teach me the Islamic principles. But I never, never before heard about God, about love, about life, like you talking by this radio. And I have a question. I want to find some Christians or some church and going and check who is these people. But I'm afraid because I'm Muslim. If I'm going to church, looks like betrayer. Mm-hmm. And this is the sin. And what I can do? Can you give me the answers? And I think, oh God, give the wisdom, this our broadcasters, this journalist. And she told, okay, first, we're living in democracy country. And you have your freedom of religion. This is your rights. And if you want to go to the church and check, it's your rights. Go and check. Just this is your rights. Second, you think if I'm going, maybe I'm betrayed my religion, and just go and check. If this yours, it's yours. If this way not yours, okay, you are just check. Because if you are not going today, maybe you are very sad all your life. Oh, maybe need the going. Maybe, oh, why I'm not trying? Just go and try. And third, you think this is the sin? Hey, listen, everybody is sinners. And one sin more, one sin less, it doesn't matter.
This is an atheist or Muslim journalist.
I think, oh my God, how is possible?
Well, friend, we are at the end of the program today. We'll continue this conversation next week on Mission Compass, your guide to the Great Commission. We really appreciate you joining us, and we would like to send you a special gift. Contact us to receive your free copy of Reset with Bonnie Sala, a 20-day devotional. Visit galcom.org and click Mission Compass. Fill in your contact info, and we'll mail your gift out right away. If you enjoyed today's program, you can listen again at galcom.org or on your favorite streaming platform. Make sure to subscribe, follow, and share. There are many ways to partner with us. To find out more, visit our website at galcom.org. That's Galcom, spelled GALCOM.org. You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and YouTube. I'm Ron Harris. Thanks for joining us today on Mission Compass, a radio ministry of Galcom International.